What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 17 of Value Town. I'm your Shaman V, and joining me as always are the ever-popular Trump and Crip. What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Hello.
What's up, guys? Yes. So, all right, today, guys, we're going to be talking four drops, neutral cards. We're going to do our card analysis, and we'll do an arena coaching session, have these guys kind of walk me through a draft, because I need my help in arena, that's for dang sure. But how you guys been? How's Hearthstone been treating you guys?
Pretty well for me the last few days.
Yeah?
Get a lot of golds from getting a lot of wins.
Oh, yeah.
Getting pretty lucky.
Lucky? Yay, RNG. All right. Okay, all right. Getting a lot of 12 wins, or what's your 12 win percentage right now?
I don't know. I went like 12, 12, 11, and like 6 yesterday, and the day before it was like 12, 12, and 11.
Okay, that's pretty good. How about you, Trump?
Yeah, I've been doing pretty well too. Finally starting to build up the gold now that I've gotten most of the cards I want. Yeah, can be a 1,000 heirs soon too, or 10,000 there.
How close to all the legendaries are you? Do you have like a ton of...
I actually got my last one. I got a green skin, which is the only card I was missing for like a month, and he came nice. In gold. So,
yeah. Nice value, that's for sure. I still have about I think I have 5 of them still left to get.
But well, I have 40,000 dust, so I'm building it for the full golden legendary.
Oh my god, that's amazing, dude. Okay, well let's just jump right into some of our deck discs or our card analysis. And again, guys, we're doing the four drops because in the past, Crip has talked about, you know, in arena, the four drops being probably the most important, at least the mana cost being the most important range right there. It used to be the two drops when it first started, I guess, in the beta. But now four drops seems to be the most important. So I figured we'd get back into this, and we're going to do our same process. We're going to have Trump start us on the left and Crip on the right. And we'll start off with...
What's your take on this, Trump? I feel like the twos is, like, kind of big. Like, you don't want to miss a twos, but they don't really matter. And then, like, the four comes in. Like, the Yeti comes in and cleans up all the earlier creatures. I feel like that's the turning point. So I think the fours are the most important in arena now.
You know, I sort of feel like it's all important because you can have the best fours, but if you don't have enough twos, then you're still going to lose. It's just, And heck, you need the threes, too. So, it's all important.
Yeah, threes aren't too shabby these days, too.
It is actually using the wrong microphone. Okay. I'm going to be right back.
What, you're using the wrong what? Mic?
Microphone, yeah, be right back.
Oh, okay. Wasn't that bad, but it's all good. Do you see there's any kind of difference between in constructed and arena in terms of the importance of fours, or it's about the same?
Well, it might be more important in Constructed just because the types of decks in Constructed will usually use the four spells to catch up with cards like Swipe and Consecrate. Mm-hmm. But that's...
It's going to be good.
I mean, it's still always good. Important. In
everything. Okay. My, like, old Crip, you guys didn't say anything about my microphone, so I didn't know.
It didn't seem that bad to me, but yeah, it is slightly better now, for sure.
Okay,
let's get started here. So, Trump, you want to start us with Ancient Brewmaster?
Yeah, sure. I basically think of this as a Yeti with reverse stats, and it turns out that the 4 health is... 5-4 is less good than 4-5. Battlecry is sometimes useful, it's sometimes not. But turns out to be... quite a bit worse than Yeti, but it's still good. That's about it.
Okay. Trump, Crip.
Yep.
Yeah.
The reason 4 health is kind of bad is because once you get into the high win area, you're usually queuing into the good class ability classes, so they can kill the 4 health with, like, their 2 drop plus a hero ability sometimes. But I remember Trump and I talked about the pandas, and I really liked the youthful brewmaster. And he said he liked this one better. Now, I like this one better because it's a good 4-drop. And sometimes I play, like, a crappy 2-drop, and they, like, you know, sometimes coin up a 4, like a Senjin, and then the ancient brewmaster comes and rescues him and trades for their 4-drop. So I think it's very good. Despite the stats being lackluster, I feel it really allows you to make up for your shitty 2-drops.
Trump, do you still feel the same way about youthful brewmaster versus ancient? Do you like ancient better, or...
Gee, I actually have a ranking list over at Liquid Hearth. Let me check it out.
There you go.
Whoa.
There you go!
I'm pretty sure I have youthful ranked above, but I'm just curious. I have youthful ranked as number 21, and ancient is 28, so apparently I like the youthful brewmaster more.
Okay.
This just in.
Fairly close, though. Pretty close.
Pretty close.
Okay, let's move on to ancient mage, which... you know, gives spell power damage to adjacent minions, which is the only card that does this. Crip, what do you think about this? Is there any impact with this kind of spell damage? Getting +2 essentially.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, if you're playing druid and you have like 4 swipes, and an ancient mage comes along, you're like, yay, ancient mage! But then you're already really happy that you have 4 swipes. So
yeah,
yeah. I don't think it's that great of a card, but in some decks it's pretty good.
Okay, Trump?
Cool. Yeah, the card's really variable based on how many spell damages you have. By default, it's really bad, though.
Okay, I mean, it does have 5 health, which will stick around, I guess, a little bit longer, but definitely the damage is not very high on it.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you want health, you should go for Mogushin Warden or
That's
turtle.
True.
Yeah.
That's true, 1-7, baby. Okay, next up, Cult Master. Kind of ever-drawing card here. Trump, what do you think?
Yeah, Cult Master. That's the mayor of Valuetown, generally.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the criticisms of Cult Master is it's not good by itself. And yeah, 4 mana, 4/2 isn't great, but it's not a disaster. And usually you get to draw at least one card with it when you play it, and then like your 3-drop trades or your 2-drop trades. So it's good stuff.
Grip?
Apparently I'm out of sync, so you have to like deal with it, I guess. But let's see. Cult Master. I like Cult Master, but I feel like you can often get enough value without using it. So I don't think it's for all decks. I think if you play like a really rushy 2-drop heavy deck, it's pretty good. But I don't know. I kind of lost some respect for it. But it's really fun. Sometimes you get like 3, and it's really, really fun. When you get more than one in play, it always pays for itself, and yeah, draw your deck.
So why don't you guys think we see it more in Constructed? Because I rarely see it. If not, I don't think I ever see it in Constructed.
Constructed is like so aggressive about having something on the board that you're not going to come into the situation where it's like 3 creatures versus 3 creatures. And it's why, you know, like Argent Squire, Harvest Golem are so popular. They're not like that great. They don't demand that good value, but, you know, they're usually something left at the end of the turn, and that's why people like them. Mm-hmm. And for that reason, Cult Master just really sucks.
I think Cult Master actually could be a one of in some decks.
Like which ones? Like which class, maybe?
Token Paladin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, I actually queued up against a... No, actually, that was a Divine Favor deck. Never mind.
Okay, well, let's move on to Dark Iron Dwarf, which recently got nerfed. What's your views on DID right now?
I think Dark Iron is still pretty close to Chillwind. I think I'd actually pick Dark Iron over Chillwind in some decks, but it'd probably have to be like near the end. Dark Iron's like, you have 2-drops, and they play a 4, and then you upgrade your 2-drop to take care of their 4, and you have the tempo lead, and often that gets you more value later on. But the problem is, if you don't have anything in your Dark Iron, 4-4 is kind of crappy. So, depends on the deck.
Trump?
Yeah, I mean, part of the good news is that a 4-4 for 4 isn't that garbage. And I usually put the Yeti over it. In fact, Yeti number 1 and Dark Iron Dwarf number 2 for my 2 top neutral commons. But it's still good, since situationally it's a 4-4 plus a 2 charge, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, moving on, we've got Defender of Argus, which was also another card that got nerfed. Thoughts, Trump?
Yeah, this card, a lot of people... Well, this seems to be contrary to the popular opinion, but I think the nerf hit it really hard, especially in Arena, and because it's no longer that good if you play it with just one guy. You have to play it on two guys, and then you get Yeti stats. So it's still a good card, but it's not like my number one pick anymore.
Okay. Grip?
Yeah, I have to agree. I think Argus was probably the best rare slot, and now it's still really good. Again, it's one of those cards that it kind of fits in almost every deck. I would imagine that some of the mage decks that have a lot of spells, Argus might be pretty bad because you may not hit two creatures. But if you expect to have two creatures at any time, this card is going to be amazing, and that's a reasonable expectation in Arena.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Dragonling Mechanic. What you think, Rip?
Yeah, this card's not that good, but it's all right. Like you need a decent curve in Arena. So, I mean, if you have no 4-drops, you pick this card, and you're like, yay, 4-drops. In general, it's not very good, because as you start raking in the winds, that 2-1 Battlecry summon doesn't actually do anything. Like, it tends to die to a hero ability. So, a little bit unimpressive, but it's okay. I don't know. Probably one of the worst 4-drops, but 4-drops are good, so it's okay.
Trump, what'd you think?
I think that even if I had a severe lack of force, I still would pick a reasonable card over Dragonly Mechanic. I have that little respect for the mechanic.
Wow, okay.
It's just the 2-1 is almost like nothing. That's about it. Well, the 2-1 is almost like nothing unless you're up against a class which can't do 1, and then it's actually pretty good.
Right.
But that's too much variance for me.
Okay, moving on to the next one, we got Dread Corsair, which can be free sometimes if you have a weapon. Trump, what do you think?
I think this card is really bad in... Well, in Constructor you can actually build around it, but in Arena, it's bad in all except the most extreme of cases. Where you have a lot of weapons somehow.
Okay. Crit?
It's okay for like rogues, I feel... Even if you don't have that many weapons, it's okay. I mean, it's kind of a crappy iron for a grizzly, but iron for grizzlies. Yeah. It's all right.
What's your thoughts on the taunt? I mean...
I feel that these early game taunt cards, it doesn't really matter how much power they have. Like, the three... this card's pretty much going to trade the same way a Frostwolf Grunt would. So yes, in that regard, it sucks. But if you have like three Fiery War Axes, two Arcanite Reapers, and yeah, card's pretty good. You can get a pretty good tempo advantage. Play a weapon, kill their stuff, and then you play stuff, and then they're like, oh damn, the next stuff I play dies. And then they're like, yeah. And then you're sad.
Okay, great. Gnomish Inventor. One of these, one of the few card drawing cards that we have in Hearthstone. But it's probably the least popular, I think, out of all of them.
I think Gnomish is one of the better ones in Arena, at least. A lot of people play the failed aggro thing, where they get a lot of 2-drops, and then you Gnomish Inventor, and you draw a card, and it kills 2 of them, and they get really sad. So it's really good on that end. Okay. But 2 attack can get you into a little bit of trouble, so you have to be careful against some decks.
Trump, thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, this card's so good, I have it on the top 10 list of my neutral commons.
Mm-hmm.
In Constructed, you just don't see it as often because you can have the choice to put in 2 Azure Drakes instead.
Yeah. Good point. All right, next up, we got the Mogoshan Warden, which we referenced earlier. One of the biggest taunts that you're going to find in the game here. What you think, Trump?
Oh, this card sucks.
Taunts. Yeah.
It is one of the biggest taunts.
Yeah.
It does suck, though. I mean, to be more clear, I guess, it's got 1 attack, and that's really bad.
Yeah.
If
you can buff the attack by one, even, it's pretty good. So,
really? Okay.
Yeah, Mogushan is fine if you have a lot of buffs. So, like in Paladin, if you have a bunch of kings. I don't know if you're familiar with the turn 3 Mogushan, turn 4 kings play. That ends in a lot of sadness if you can't deal with it.
Yeah, that's 5/11, that's pretty sick.
Yeah, so there's that. And if you play Shaman, well, when I play Shaman, I tend to value the Flame Tongues, the Dire Doggies, even like Shattered Sun. So just one more attack on it makes it really good. And if you have a lot of cards that can buff that, then the card is okay. But that's really situational. In general, it's bad.
Okay. I have started to see it just a tiny bit. At least I saw it a little bit. Maybe not so much now. Whenever the Hunter was going a little bit nuts with the Unleash. And people were just throwing anything out there just to absorb those one health units. But not so much these days, though. Okay, Oasis Snapjaw. Kind of similar, but it's got that one extra damage that you were talking about, Crypt, so...
Turtle is pretty good. Slayer of the 2-drops. And if you can give the turtle taunt, either through, like, Houndmaster or Defender of Argus, mm-hmm. it's an absolute monster. And, yeah, it's fine. It's, like, better than decent amount of 4-drops. Like, it's better than the Mogushan, it's better than the Dragonlane mechanic.
Okay.
But still not quite as good as the slightly more balanced fours, in my opinion. Like the ones we may talk about pretty soon.
Yep.
Yeti.
Yep. Trump, thoughts on Oasis?
Yeah, I think the card is distinctly average.
Okay.
That's about all you can say about a card that has no text about it. It's really good killing 2-drops.
Okay.
And... I will also, I guess, bring it up here. I think it's better than Silver Moon Guardian, since that's a card that's directly in competition with it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you guys, like, is the card maybe better than something, like, surprisingly better than another card? But Silver Moon Guardian's coming up right here. We'll talk about it. Here we go. So Ogre Magi first. Trump, what you think of that?
I have it as worse than Oasis Snapjaw also. And... it could be better if you have a lot of spells. It's one of those situational cards.
Okay. Grip?
Yeah. I think it's good. I think 4-4 with some little bit of bonus is really good. I mean, if I have any kind of spells, if I play Druid, I love this card. Obviously, there's some classes that don't really get many spells, but...
Yeah.
In general, I think this card is pretty good.
All right, Silver Moon Guardian... so you brought it, we were just talking about it just a second ago, but I also, I'm going to get your comments on it first, but then I wanted to ask you about Divine Shield in general. So what do you think of this card?
I think it's okay. I'm pretty happy with all the fours. The problem with the Guardian is that it's easier to kill if you have like the one damage hero ability. You can just hit it with that and hit it with your 2-drop, but that's kind of the same case for most 4-toughness. The main issue is that it only has 3 attack, so, you know, against some decks, this is essentially like a 3-4, which is below standard.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, against others, the Divine Shield is really strong. So if you, you know, if you play this against, let's say a Hunter, he's going to be pretty sad. So I think it's okay. I guess versus the Turtle, I'd probably think about it. I think in some decks, I'd pick this over the Turtle.
Wow, okay. Trump?
I actually can't think about what kind of... I mean, I have this and the turtle really close, but can you give an example of when you would pick it over the turtle? Like, what would cause that?
I'd have to think a little bit, I think. I think if I had a deck that was already pretty strong against stuff like Mage, I'd go for it. Like, if I already had a deck with a lot of high-health minions, I'd pick this just to get some freebies.
If you had a Blood Knight here...
Makes sense.
Would a Blood Knight affect whether you would pick this card or not?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So yeah, it actually would. It would boost it over the turtle for me if I had Blood Knight.
Okay. So I did have a question about just Divine Shield in general in our arena. How do you guys... Like, what actual quantitative value do you put on Divine Shield? Because a lot of people look at it like, oh, it's an additional 3-1. You know, so it's like, is it a 6-4 card now? You know, this Silver Moon Guardian? Or do you look at it more from the standpoint of, you know, it only costs the mage 2 mana to get rid of it? You know, that sort of thing. Either of you. Just one of you guys jump in.
Yeah, at worst, it's 1 health. So, I mean, usually you're going to face, you know, druids, mages, paladins, that kind of stuff when you're in the high win area. So you have to be able to beat them. And if your deck is weak against them, if you have a lot of 1 toughness creatures and a lot of divine shields, it's pretty tough to win, I think. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Tron?
I tend to just average it out to be roughly 2 health. So I think of the Silver Moon Guardian as a 3-5.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's a good way to look at it. Okay, let's move on. We got Spellbreaker and Stormwind Knight. So we'll start with Spellbreaker with Trump.
Okay, so Spellbreaker is one of the cards that I think everyone's opinion on Silence has dropped a little bit over time. It just becomes less and less relevant, and it's only a 4-mana 4/3. It's not as good as it looks, is all I can say. That said, I still think it's a good card.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to get a silence, I still prefer this to the owl. It's a 4 drop. If the board is clear, then it's effective. You know, if you can attack with 4 damage, it's really good. If you have to absorb 3 damage, then it's really bad. So, probably a little bit more suited towards aggro-ish arena decks, but still fairly strong in general. I'm pretty happy when I have these.
So your comment about Silence Trump was more arena-based, right? Or do you feel that about arena and constructed?
Oh, it's more arena-based. In constructed, okay. Silence is slightly better. I mean, did I say that right? In constructed, Silence is slightly better.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, Stormwind Knight?
I like this card a lot. Especially if you have the buff cards. So if you have the Duggies, if you have the Flame Tongue Totems. Really anything that can buff one attack makes this card very flexible. And even if you don't, it's still kind of like a turtle, except a little bit more aggressive. So yeah. It's very nice. Love it.
Trump?
I don't love it, but I think it's on the bad side of good. Which is to say, like, it's just a little bit worse than what I would proclaim a good card to be.
Okay, is it, for the most part, is it a 2-for-1 when you guys use it, or no, you don't really think of it like that?
Depends on what you use it against. But yeah, it tends to be.
Okay.
It tends to kill a guy and then, like, do half a damage to the guy, so I think of it as, like, a 1.5-for-1.
Good deal. Okay, moving on, we got Sinjin Tazdingo.
Okay, I'm famously quoted as saying, like, taunts are bad. That's because most taunts are bad, but Tazdingo is not a bad card. It's a good card, because it's actually a 3-5 for 4, which is good stats. The taunt's a nice bonus.
Okay, cool. Crip?
Yep.
Not much to say on that one?
Yeah, that's a good card.
It's a solid card, yeah.
I think I'd pick Yeti over it. I think I'd sometimes pick Dark Iron over it. And I think it's about equal to the Panda for me. And those are the common fours.
Okay.
I'll go as far as to say I will always pick Yeti and Dwarf over it. And I will almost always pick Shieldmaster over Panda. The 4-mana Panda.
Shieldmaster over Panda. Okay. Very good. Next up, we got Twilight Drake, which I started to see a lot more on ladder and constructed. But how was Twilight Drake in construct or in arena?
It's like a better Yeti sometimes, but other times you get punished. And when you get punished for your 4 drop, it really sucks. So yeah.
You just don't really mass cards, right?
It's a really good card, but I have some bad memories with it, so.
Trump?
Yeah, I pretty much agree with it. It's, so one of the things people ask me is like, oh, is the Drake or the Yeti better? And then Crip and I would both tell you, oh, you don't have to worry about it because they never come up together. But for what it's worth, I tend to think of it as a slightly worse Yeti.
Okay. Yeah, how often in Arena are you able to mass cards to get something better than a 4 or 5? Like a 4, say a 4-7 or 4-8. Like, does that happen often?
Not that often. I think it's, say your average, I think 4-6 is pretty common.
4-6? Yeah. Okay, yep. That's good.
I think 4-5 is the average, but I think 4-6 is pretty common as well.
Gotcha. Okay, next up we got Violet Teacher. Trump, what'd you think?
Card's really good. It's like the, well, I should say it's really good if you have spells. And if not, then it's okay. It's almost like Taz Dingo in that it can, it basically has taunt on it also because it's so threatening.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's true. How often do you have decks in Arena with a lot of spells? Outside of, like, I guess, Mage.
It doesn't have to be Mage.
Yeah, you don't need that many spells for me to call it good. Like, even just 5, and I'd be happy.
Hmm. Okay. Grip, thoughts on Violet Teacher?
Yeah, Violet Teacher's pretty good. I feel like I don't draft that many spells in general, so I don't think it's really that great of a 4-drop, but it kind of does the same job as all the other 4-drops. It cleans up the game that your opponent played before it. So it does its job. It's good.
All right, moving into the last one, the big guy, Chillwind Yeti. Grip.
Oh, I like how that one's sorted by the Y instead of the C.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, is it? Okay. Chillwind's probably the best out of the 4s. Except for some of the class ones. I think Water Elemental beats Yeti. But
yeah,
the Yeti's just good. 5 toughness allows it to survive True Silver. It allows it to survive Frostbolt Ping. So, you know, it's going to stay on the board. It's going to kill something. If you play it early, it's going to it's going to kill 2 things rather than 1.
Yeah. What's cool about it, too, is we're starting to see it summon Constructed, too, and there's not many vanilla cards you get to see in Constructed very often these days, so it just kind of shows you how good this card is. Crip, Trump, any additional things to add? I know you love this card, so I think everybody knows you love this card.
Yeah, this card's number 1 on the list. Mm-hmm. It's just so good! The 5 health in particular, like, that's also why Taz Dingo is so good. It's just survived so many of the removal that is below 5 mana.
Yeah. Alright, guys. Well, I think that concludes our 4-drop analysis. We're going to go into some coaching, or arena coaching. They're going to coach me through some draft. If you guys haven't seen it before, what we do is we go through just the typical... Guys, we are back. There we go. Now we're back. And here we go. So I'm going to pay my $150. Enter the arena here. And all right, the choices are Shaman, Priest, Warlock. And brothers, you just tuned in. We're doing an arena coaching session where these guys coach me through a draft. And I'll probably run through either the whole run right after the show, or at least some of the games, because I know you guys don't stay up like super late when I normally stream. So I figured we'd start doing that whenever we do these segments. But Shaman, Priest, Warlock, what do you think, guys? What do you think would be interesting for the viewers?
I think for Priest, Trump and I would agree on too much. Okay. I think it'd have to be Warlock or Shaman. And I think Shaman would disagree the most, so that might be the most entertaining. What do you think, Trump?
Oh, I was just going to say, let the people vote, but whatever. Roll die, choose whatever.
This is a total dictatorship here. We get to decide.
Next time we will do a straw. We'll do a straw poll.
Okay. We should do a warlock since we've already done a shaman together. Okay.
Did we?
Didn't we? Yeah, I think. Yeah. Oh yeah, we did.
We did. Berlin, and also a shaman. I think.
Yeah, I think we did one together too. I think we did a paladin and a shaman together. I think.
Okay.
All right, here we go. So we're gonna go warlock. Shall be mine. My soul should be mine.
Also, I have no idea what to think of Blood Imps, so maybe you can help me.
Alright, start off right off the bat with an epic. With an epic.
My last two Warlock drafts have ended, I think, 11 and, like, 8 or something. So, I think I have it figured out.
Nice, alright. Okay, starting off with an epic card here.
It's a pretty slow type of deck. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Alright, but right here, I think Faceless Manipulator. Big Game Hunter's too situational. It's not bad for 4-2 for 3, but it is pretty situational though for the Shroya minion. And the Bane of Doom is very RNG-ish for the whatever demon summon there, so I figure Faceless would be a little more consistent. Thoughts?
I'd go to Big Game. With Warlock, you can afford to have a big hand, so you can afford to have situational cards.
Okay. Tron?
Okay, I'll let Crypt go first on the odd ones. Okay. Faceless, I think, is better. It's also a situational card. It'll generally be... I mean, you run into stuff that's big gameable so rarely. That's about it.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot... I mean, it's going to be a lot more rare, right, in Arena, given that that there's only so many... I mean, some decks don't even have any legendaries, right? And... Oh, man. Mm. When you guys disagree, that means I have to choose between you guys. That's the harder part.
The idea when I make a Warlock deck is like the mid-game, like the 4s, the 5s, maybe a few 6s. Mm-hmm. And when you play that type of game and they play like a War Golem, you get owned. So, yeah, I would go with Big Game. I don't think it's that hard a decision for me. I mean, they do the same thing. Like, if you're going to faceless something that's going to actually be a good thing to faceless, mm-hmm. I mean, more than likely you can big game it instead, and big game is more devastating.
Well, I argue that's not true, because there are so many things that you can faceless that you can't big game. Off the top of my head, some common ones are Ogre, Temple Enforcer, just general buffed cards, and... You can always faceless and then remove it if that's possible, and you can, and even if it's not a perfect solution, copying their card is sort of a solution.
Yeah, a lot of times they'll just trade, right? And all right. So normally I would pick faceless. So because of this, I'm gonna pick big game just because that's not what I would normally pick. So we'll go with that. Alright, next up we got Youthful Brewmaster, Fairy Dragon, and Ancient Brewmaster. Alright, so I mean, Fairy Dragon's really good against a lot of classes. At least the removal for, just their 1-mana and 2-mana removal. But I know Brewmaster's got usefulness, or especially with a Big Game Hunter, so I think I would lean towards Youthful Brewmaster.
Okay, I think this one's really close, but I would go Fairy Dragon over Youthful Brewmaster.
Okay.
That's about it. I value the can't be targeted slightly more than the ability to return a guy.
I also think the Fairy Dragon's the best play, because with Warlock you can fill your hand, and slowing down your game is often not better than drawing another card with a hero ability, so I don't think the pandas are that good in Warlock.
All right. That's interesting, because it's class-specific, that comment. That's cool. All right. Our first not-so-great choice here. We got Summoning Portal, Dalaran Mage, and Shield Bearer. Oh, wow. These are pretty bad. I think I'd have to pick, I guess, Dalaran Mage, just because it's... I don't know. I'm not going to pick Shield Bearer, that's for sure. But... Summoning Portal, I'm not sure how valuable it is, because it's a 4-drop, too, so that's pretty bad. I'd take the Dalaran Mage.
I think the Shield Bearer might be the right pick.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of like a gain 4 life for 1. Yeah. Whoa!
It's kind of like a mirror image, it's just nice. I don't know. What do you think, Trump?
I actually think the Summoning Portal, just because the other cards are so bad that you could... give the Summoning Portal a whirl. Sometimes it's really good.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that.
Alright, let's have some fun. Let's go Summoning Portal. Alright, next up. Flame Imp, Void Walker, Dread Infernal. Dreadinfernal's nice. 6/6 out of 6, but it does 1 damage to all characters. But I don't know, that's not terrible. Flame Imp's obviously a really great turn 1 play. Voidwalker can be useful too, kind of tempo wise. Can be annoying too, turn 1 for some classes, so. I think. Flame Imp. I feel like Flame Imp's not as good in Arena as it is in Constructed. I don't know. I guess I'll lean towards the big guy, the Dreadful Girl.
Okay. Well, I'd go Flame Imp. I don't know if I'd say it's worse in Arena than Constructed. I mean, it's just good in both formats.
I just felt like it's
always great.
In Constructed, you can kind of, you know, you can kind of build in life gain, and you can. You know, like, if you get 2 or 3 Flame Imps, would you ever get, like, 2 or 3 Flame Imps, or is there...
Yeah, sure, I'd pick 6 of them.
Really?
I would
not
pick 6 of them.
My goodness.
Like, 4.
4 of them. Wow, okay. Even without the, I guess, the guarantee that you're going to have any kind of life gain, losing that much health isn't...
Yeah, turn 1 Flame Imp is crushing, so...
Yeah. Okay. Turn 1 Flame Imp, turn 2 Flame Imp, Flame Imp, turn 2 Flame Imp, Flame Imp, Flame Imp, and you win.
Okay.
Actually,
duly noted.
I'm not
duly noted.
Sure if you win. Because if you do that, you'd be at 12.
True, true.
You probably win.
Okay, so Flame Imp is definitely the pick here, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's go there. Alright, next up we got Doggy, Cobalt, or Grimmskull Oracle. I think Doggy here.
Doggy!
Yay! Any objections, Trump?
Yep. I mean, no objections.
No objections. All right, cool. Okay, so next up we got Shadow Bolt, removal, decent removal, Scarlet Crusader, and Voodoo Doctor. For me, it's between Scarlet Crusader and Shadow Bolt. It's kind of like just this whole determining whether a minion or a spell removal is just kind of going to be more valuable, because they're both pretty good here. Scarlet Crusader is definitely not nearly as good against something like a mage, for sure. The value goes down by a lot, but I still would probably lean towards Scarlet Crusader.
I would. Is this Crip first? Yeah. Wait,
know.
It's me first.
No, it's Trump
is
first.
It?
It's even.
Okay.
Yeah, it's. I go Shadow Bolt. I think it's close, but Warlocks tend to not have very many spells, so I give the lean to the Shadow Bolt just because you get more flexibility on what you can do with your turns.
Okay. Grip?
I think Warlock is weak against Mage and Rogue, and both of those kill Scarlet Crusaders very easily, so you go Shadow Bolt, because it's good against everything.
Interesting, cool. Alright, next up, Morgashan Warden, Mortal Coil, and Turtle. Oh boy. Okay, so I think after our previous discussion, I think Oasis is better than Mogashan, but we do have a Doggy, so we were talking a little bit about that. But it's kind of the same, I guess. And so it's between Mortal Coil and Oasis. I don't think we need the card draw, given that we're a Warlock, so I'd pick Turtle.
I would pick Mortal Coil, because people are like, oh hey, it's a Warlock, I'm going to be an asshole and leave all my minions at 1 health, and then... Bam, Mortal Coil.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Really? Okay.
I agree. Mortal Coil is a good card.
Alright, let's go Mortal Coil then. Okay. Swamp Ooze, Corruption, or Sense Demon? Swamp Ooze.
Oh, that's easy. Ooze. Yep.
Swamp Ooze.
Yep.
That's an easy decision. Okay, here we go. Another Shadow Bolt. Magma Razor, not so much. And then Doggy. I already have 1 Shadow Bolt, and I already have 1 Doggy too, so between those two, don't have that many minions right now. I'd lean towards another Shadow Bolt.
Yay, Shadow Bolt.
Yay, Shadow Bolts are really good.
All right. There you go. Okay, next up. Rare card here. We got Craze Alchemist, Violet Teacher, or Sun Fury Protector. All right. So, Sun Fury Protector, Craze Alchemist is... I mean, the Craze Alchemist's Battlecry can be quite good against some cards, given the... some cards are either one attack or even some zero attack, right, which it kills. Sun Fury Protector, the taunt isn't that important, I don't think, in Arena. And then Violet Teacher we talked about earlier, and we actually have three spells. So I'm going to go with Violet Teacher.
Cool, I agree completely. I think the Violet Teacher is on a different level than these two cards. Especially given how you already have three spells.
Yeah, okay.
Especially given how you need more late game. And yeah, that's the later of the game there.
Okay.
Yep.
So when you're in sub turn 10, how much am I worrying about that? Like that comment right there, Crip. Like I wasn't sure I would be worrying about that quite yet since I have 20 cards left.
You have like 2 4 drops right now, and that's it. That's pretty weak. Yeah. Okay. You want big stuff now.
All right. Not this turn though. Elven Archer, Shadow Bolt, or Swamp Ooze again. No way, I should get 3 Shadow Bolts, right? That'd be quite a bit. But then 2 Swamp Oozes, I already have 2 3-2. I actually have 3 3-2s, which is the Flame Whip set. That one also. Oh my god. And then Elven Archer can be really good for removing just that one damage. So we'll go... God, I don't know. I'd pick a minion. I'd pick another Swamp Ooze.
I would also pick another Swamp Ooze.
Really? I think Shadow Bolt's that good that I would definitely pick it here. Plus...
I think weapons... Amount...
So the Shadow Bolt is good. Well, you have a Violet Teacher also, which makes the Shadow Bolt like slightly better. But even despite that, I would still pick Shadow Bolt over because Warlocks just tend to have not very many spells, and the fact that you're getting all of these spells early is fortuitous because you're not going to get any later. And if you do, you probably still pick them anyways.
Wow, okay. Rebuttal there, Crip? You seem to still be on the fence about that.
I feel like weapons are kind of a problem if you're playing Warlock. Like, with Warlock, the problem is getting the board. If you get the board, you can start tapping, and then it's easy mode. And I feel like Ooze is going to help towards that more than Shadow Bolt. But okay. I think both cards are really good.
All right, I'm going to go with the same philosophy I went with before, because I would have picked Ooze, so I'm going Shadow Bolt, going with Trunks this time. Okay, next up, Shattered Sun Cleric, Iron Fur Grizzly, or Thralmar Farseer. I think I'd go with Shattered Sun here, just to get that buff on. Hopefully a minion on the board, probably, so I have a decent 1-2 drops here.
Yeah, I agreed. Yep.
No brainer, right, Kurt?
Yep.
Okay. Next up, Hellfire. She's got lots of spells. Hellfire, Power Overwhelming, and Cult Master. I think I go Cult Master here.
Hellfire, Power Overwhelming, Cult Master.
Hellfire,
I kind of like the one Hellfire. They have 3 Shadow Bolts.
Okay.
Yeah, Cult Master's fine.
Cult Master value go down a little bit just because you're a Warlock?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to keep stuff on the board. And if you do have it on the board, you probably draw as much as you want.
Okay. Trump?
Yeah, it's fun to have a Hellfire, but if you have a card like Cult Master against it, it's not the time to pick it. Sort of the same philosophy I have with Bloodlust. I pick Cult Master with Bloodlust in this situation, but pick Cult Master.
Any consideration for Power Overwhelming? Because Crip actually was talking about Power Overwhelming a little bit.
Yeah, the card's okay, but it's not as good as Cult Master.
Okay. All right, let's go.
It's kind of like Soulfire, except you discard a creature off the board.
That's true. All right, let's see. Leper Gnome, Demon Fire, Priestess of Alun. Okay, so... Leper Gnome or Priestess of Demon Fire. I mean, we only the buffing from buffing standpoint, we only have one demon here, and then from removal, a 2 damage removal. It's okay, but it's not great. We already have so much removal in the Shadow Bolt too. So for me, it's between Leper Gnome and Priestess, and I don't know. Priestess is kind of nice for just for the life gain. The stats kind of suck though. 5-4 for a 6. And Leper Gnome, Leper Gnome is obviously quite good in a lot of decks in Constructed that I play, but in Arena, it could counter a 3-2 drop. It does 3 damage to, like Rogues and that sort of a hero power attack. I'd lean towards the life gain for so Priestess.
Cool. I'd pick Demon Fire because it's...
shit. Okay.
It doesn't suck.
Okay.
I think Demon Fire is a good choice, but okay. I think I'd also go for the Priestess. I think Life Gain and Warlock is really strong.
Thoughts on the Priestess, Trump?
So the Priestess does have some merits just because there are no 5s or 6s in your deck yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I still think that the card in general is not very good. And the Demon Fire, you've got one Flame Imp, and you've got the Violet Teacher, and it's... If this were the first pick, I would pick Demon Fire, and it's not the first pick. The Priestess is slightly better, given the circumstances, but it still doesn't outweigh the Demon Fire, I'd say.
I think I'd go with everything Trump said, except the conclusion that it does actually outweigh the Demon Fire.
How many cards in are you?
This is card number 14.
Yeah, I mean, I'd just go Demon Fire with the philosophy of, like, weighing towards bigger cards from here on out, and, like, I do weigh towards the Priestess of Illuin just because of the lack of late game, but
mm-hmm.
The card is not very good.
Okay. Alright. Sticking with the philosophy, going Demon Fire. I would have picked Priestess. Okay, here we go. Succubus. Darkscale Healer, and then Drain and Life. God, we're getting a ton of spells. let's see.
I don't know if you're getting that one, though.
Yeah, we're not getting that one, though. I think I'm going Darkscale Healer. Succubus, just 4-3 for 2, but you are losing a card, so it's like a 2 for 4-3. Yeah, so I'm going Darkscale Healer here.
Yep, I agree. And Succubus is not a good card.
Yeah.
Yep.
Alright, let's keep going. Hellfire, Raptor, Dark Iron Dwarf. Dark Iron Dwarf is what I would choose.
Yep.
Yep.
Alright. Next up, Light Warden, Felguard, or Angry Chicken? Wow. So I think Felguard, just kind of by default here. Maybe I get a Shattered Sun Cleric on the Angry Chicken. Maybe. But not likely.
Yeah, but you didn't pick the Elven Archer to activate it after you Shattered Sun.
Well, I didn't know I had it. I was going to get it.
Oh, man.
I fucked up. Okay, nope. Felguard. Alright. Next up, Arcane Golem, Shadow Flame, or Mana Addict? I do have a lot of spells for Mana Addict, but Mana Addict generally isn't, like, the greatest of cards. Could trade it with, like, a 3 health on a turn that give it value there. Arcane Golem, 4-2 charge is nice if you have, like, a very... You know, if you can design your deck a certain way, but I don't know in Arena if it's great. Especially if you're just going to trade something, then you'd be giving up a crystal, which can be pretty expensive. So I think I'd go Shadow Flame just to clear the board, potentially.
I think this is a really tough one because you have like Demon Fire and 3 Shadow Bolts. So like, what are you doing with Shadow Flame? Stuff's going to probably be dead anyway. Like, you're going to Shadow Flame like 2 cards maybe? I don't know. But then Mana Addict kind of sucks, and then Arcane Golem. I mean, maybe you can make an aggro Warlock deck, but in my experience, those don't really work that well anymore.
Well, we don't have one. This isn't an aggro Warlock deck, is it? I mean,
so far it is.
I actually think it is.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, I mean, it's definitely low mana curve, but I can. Okay, so you'd classify this as really aggro. Okay.
I don't know. I guess you can make it aggro and go Arcane Golem. I think that might be the best choice.
Yeah, the Shadow Flame isn't as good just because you have so much removal already.
Okay. Alright, we'll go Arcane Golem. Okay, Succubus, Sense Demon, Brewmaster. Go Brewmaster here. Just
which Brewmaster?
Yep. It doesn't matter which
one
it is.
Youthful. It's Youthful.
Okay.
Don't pick Brewmaster.
Okay.
That's true. All right, we got another epic card at card number 20 here. We got Mountain Giant, Molten Giant, or Twisting Nether. Okay, so for me, it's between the two giants, and it's really just, you know, whether I think I'll have a lot of cards in my hand or whether I think my health is going to be low. And I think since I'm a warlock, my health is going to be low probably more times than my hand being full in arena. So I'm going Molten Giant.
Yep.
All right. Yep. Okay, card 20. So let's just look at our deck real quick. Got 20 cards now. And what should I be just focused completely on?
Defender of Argus.
Okay.
Yep.
Besides a specific card, what should I be like? What should I be focused on just the rest of the way?
Well, I think at this point you have an interesting point of being able to either go for big cards or small cards. Like, you could still try to balance it out by grabbing the 5s, 6s, and 7s as a high priority and mm-hmm. then making a balanced warlock deck, or just double downing on the aggression and then picking even more fast cards. So it okay. depends on what the cards give you.
Well, card 21 seems to be favoring that more aggro approach here. So we got Worgen, Demonfire, Hellfire. I'm going to go Worgen here.
I think you go Worgen because you have a lot of spells already. Like, if yeah. they don't play many creatures, you're going to have a lot of dead cards. You need stuffs.
Yeah. I go Hellfire because I am wow. okay. more wanting to go for the late game. There's no way to activate the Raging Worgen other than their side. And
you have a Demon Fire.
The coil does, but Demon too. Hmm? Yeah. Okay, so you're leaning towards
and it
Hellfire.
Looks like oh. there's a lot of threes in the deck, although I do know that three of them is Shadow Bolt, and I still think the three spot is already oversubscribed.
Hmm. Okay.
You can't have too many subscribers, man.
That is true. That is definitely true. Okay, Hellfire. Really? Okay. Well, I would never have picked Hellfire, so going Hellfire. All right,
like,
Blood
what
In.
What are your thoughts? Oh, it was already picked? Okay.
Yeah, I already picked
I think Worgen was, like, pretty easy pick there.
Okay, well, moving on. Blood Imp, Fen Creeper, Silvermoon Guardian. I guess I'd go Fen Creeper here. It's not that powerful of a unit, but it's got a lot of health. It's going to stick on the board. And Blood Imp, I don't know how Blood Imp... I mean, Blood Imp's not nearly as good as it used to be, and I'm not sure how it is in Arena. So I would have gone with Creeper.
Yeah, I would go Creeper here.
I would also go Creeper.
All right, card 23. We got Voodoo Doctor, Dark Iron Dwarf, or Cult Master. Got one of the Dark... So it's between Dark Iron Dwarf and Cult Master for me. We already have one Cult Master, so probably another Dark Iron Dwarf.
You actually cannot have too many Cult Masters. If you go for one, more is actually a good thing. But because your creatures suck, I would go with a Dark Iron to upgrade your sucky creatures.
Yeah.
So I'm going to disagree on the fact that you can't have too many Cult Masters, because it doesn't work in that the more Cult Masters you have, the more you want. In fact, I think like one or two is the upper limit. Anyways, I think Dark Iron Dwarf is a clear choice here.
Okay. Pick 24, Archmage, Ogre Magi, Worgen, the Infiltrator. I think Archmage here, just because I need some later game. It's not giving me too much of that, I guess, aggro option here. I guess I could pick Worgen Infiltrator, but I think Archmage is better.
I'd go with the Worgen Infiltrator, just because, I mean, not because it's more aggro-oriented, but it's good at securing the early game. And Archmage isn't that great late game.
Okay.
I actually think Archmage is the worst one.
Alright!
I think Ogre Magi is really close, because you have so many spells.
Oh, that's true.
but I think you already have a decent number of fours. I think the Warg Infiltrator is the right card to pick here.
I actually think Archmage is close with Infiltrator. I think Ogre Magi is the worst card, just because with the curve of this deck, you're going to want to have something big. So it's either the Archmage or the Infiltrator, and
wait,
the argument is the... Well, I don't know if this is aggro.
It's pretty aggro.
It's pretty aggro.
All right, let's go Wolf Warg Infiltrator then.
The thing about arena aggro is that having a few late game drops behind your aggro is still all right, just because it's so much less focused.
Mm, okay. Yeah, it's not as precise and clean and that sort of thing, right? Let's see, Ancient Brewmaster, Stone Tusk Boar, or Mogoshan Warden? I think it's going to have... for me, I'd pick the Brewmaster here.
Yep, I agree.
Yep.
All right. And Flame Imp, BBB, another Shadow Bolt. They just want me to have, like, six Shadow Bolts this game. Let's go Flame Imp here.
You get that Molten Giant synergy.
That's right.
Oh my gosh, such a value.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, making sure before I click it. Okay, Stormwind Champion, Harvest Golem, Abusive Sergeant. Normally, I just pick Stormwind Champion because it's just such a good card. But I mean, Harvest Golem's obviously solid too, but I just pick Stormwind Champion.
Okay, I was worried. You're talking about other cards beside the Stormwind Champion there.
It's just too good.
I agree.
Your deck is like the definitive deck where you'll have a creature. So,
okay.
If small stuff and kill, and that means you'll have stuff. And then Stormwind is like, oh, you got stuff? Well, here's better stuff. Bam.
Yeah. All right. Layman's terms. I like it. Ogre Magi, Priestess of Alun, Murloc Tidehunter. Okay, so we're going to go aggro here, so I don't think Priestess would apply here. But for me, it'd be between Magi and Tidehunter, and I never liked Tidehunter. Just too easy to get rid of that stuff. I mean, just the one health units. Oh, God. I guess I'd go with Magi just because it's kind of mid-range. It has the plus one spell damage, too, that I could use probably with Shadow Bolt at times. It's going to be the worst pick. Watch this.
It actually is the worst
pick. Yes, so. I knew there was
the first
a chance.
The thing I was going to ask is, how many twos do you have?
Twos? I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 5 twos. Okay.
Okay, and one of them's just a spell, right? That's Demon Fire?
Yes, one of them is a Demon Fire.
Okay, so I was tempted to take Murloc Tidehunter, but you probably have 2 Flame Imps. I think that's enough early game, so I'd go Priestess of Alun. Just because you have, like, if you look at the mana curve, there's 0 things on 6, so it's nice to have something on 6.
Okay. What do you think, Crib?
I think I'd go for Ogre Magi. It's like,
it isn't the worst! Oh my god.
Ogre Magi is 6. Like, it's you play Ogre Magi, and then you tap, and that's 6.
That doesn't count! What?
What?
But
4 plus 2 is 8. Totally 6.
Versus of Alun is 8.
You need an 8 drop, Crip.
With a plus 2 health.
No, this deck is like too fast to care about gaining life, I think. And that's why I'd shift it and go with the more aggressive pick.
Rebuttal, Trump? I wish I could show it. I need to fix the overlay next time we do this, because I can't see the deck right now. It's kind of annoying.
I actually strongly believe it's the Priestess here, because having the option to play a 6 card is really good, and given how much of the curve is already 4, you'll probably have the option to do 4 plus tap on something better than Ogre Magi.
Ogre Magi is good, though. You get 3 Shadow Bolts.
Oh, you know what happened? Let me fix this. Oh,
it's okay. I mean, it only doesn't suck because you have 3 Shadow Bolts.
Okay, so I'm going to have to decide. And again, if I'm going to stick to that same, I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to go with Priestess of Elune. Okay.
0-3 ink.
What?
0-3 incoming.
0-3 incoming. Holy shit. All right. Dread Infernal, Demon Fire, or Silverhand Knight? Silverhand Knight. It's going to get more units on the board, and Demon Fire seems to... I don't know. There's not much... Well, actually, I have 2 Flame Knights now, but...
I think Silverhand Knight is really good if you're the one with board control, and I think you will be, given the rest of your deck. So I think that's the choice.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. So Silverhand Knight... All right, last pick, guys. Oh. We got Emperor Cobra, Wild Pyromancer, or Imp Master. Which does kind of support more of an aggro approach, but, okay, so looking at it, I mean, Pyromancer, there's a lot of spells, so Pyromancer could, you know, would be able to proc and kill some ones here. Maybe even a 5, which would be really nice, at 5 mana. Imp Master's gonna get more stuff on the board, could be good with, Doggy and things like, Stormwind, and Emperor's decent for removing just a big unit, but there's not a ton of big units in, generally. It wouldn't have a necessarily good opportunity all the time, so I think I'd lean towards Pyromancer here.
Okay, so I think it's roughly close, but I think the Imp Master is the best one here. Okay. The reason being, there aren't very many 3 drops that you have in your deck that you actually want to play on 3. Mm-hmm. So I think Cobra or Imp Master is the choice, and Imp Master is better if you have board control, and as a Warlock you actually have 1 drops, 3 of them, and then you might have a 2 drop, and then the Imp Master will get tremendous value.
Crib, what do you
hopefully
think?
Yeah, I think the Imp Master is fine. I think playing a 2 drop on 3 is also fine, and if you pick Pyro you can do that, so I think it's okay as well. But I think Imp Master is a good choice. I'll go with that.
All right. There you have it. All right, predictions. Predictions on this deck.
0-3.
What do you think, Trump?
I think this deck has a pretty good curve, and the card quality is it's reasonable to pretty good. Like, as a serious prediction, I think it'll go...
It's going to be minus 2 or minus 3 for Chan-Man adjustment here.
Okay, I think it'll go 8.
I think it'll go 8, okay. So the Chan-Man scale will be about 5. So, alright. Wow, that's more than I think.
Did you want to change your adjustment to a serious rating? Like, what would you think if you were the one violating this for reals?
You just have to get lucky. Like, you're gonna get dominated by a mage with like a couple flame strikes.
Wow, so, that's true. Yeah.
If you queue into 3 of those, yeah, you might actually go 0-3. So I don't know. If you queue against priests, you know, easy game.
Good luck. Okay. So I guess we'll see how that goes, guys. We'll run this. We'll run this deck right after the show, and we'll see if it goes up 3 or not. But let's take a couple questions, and then we'll wrap up the show here. Those of you that were able to see the Reddit post, we always post questions, or I have you guys post questions there, and then we just take them there. We're going to only take only 1 or 2 today, guys. And future reference, it's here, guys. We'll sort by top, and we'll see what's at the top. Let me see. Okay, so it says, Ty Cheesy asks, which card, if drafted early, will change the way you draft? Please give an example of one card that will change the way you draft a lot. So I guess maybe if you draft in the first, I don't know, 5 cards or something like that, that would affect the next 25 cards. Trump, you want to take this one?
it's fine. I'll just say literally no card would do that.
All right.
I disagree.
Ooh.
I think if you get something like Ysera in like Mage or Warlock, like one of the first few cards, you can pretty much just go aggro.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good point. What do you think of that comment, Trump?
What? Did you just say if you go Ysera, then you draft a lot more aggro?
Yep, because you don't need linking. You just need control when you play Ysera, and then it wins the game for you.
Oh, see, that's why I said it wouldn't change my mind, because if you pick Ysera, I don't think that changes much. I mean, all of the drafts I do tend to be, like, just balanced anyways, and...
If I get, like, a really big legendary, and I think I can stay alive until I draw it, I'll pick, like, much more low curve. Even from the beginning.
What does that mean, like, drafting more aggro? You pick Leper Gnome, or...?
No. Like, normally I have, like, fewer twos than fours. Like, slightly. And then I have, like, a bunch of fives, a bunch of sixes, even some sevens, I pick them. And if I have Ysera, probably won't pick, like, many sevens, probably won't pick many sixes. Like, they'd have to be really top tier.
Trump thinking.
Okay, I guess I'll disagree. And I can't really back that up. But I also argue Crypt can't back up drafting more aggro just because of a Ysera.
Yeah, I think I have before.
Okay, it's definitely an interesting comment. I would never have... That rationale would never have gone through my head, so... Interesting. Alright, next up, Felix the Dude asks, for tournaments constructed, what do you guys think of Artosis' suggestion of banning Nat Pagel and or Tinkmaster from tournaments?
It's pretty weak sauce. Ban cards and you ban those? Come on.
So obviously for RNG, you know, from that standpoint. So removing some more RNG, essentially, from some of these competitions.
Might as well play the same deck and have, you know, the same order of cards that you draw them in, right? I don't know. It seems ridiculous. The game is mostly for lulls. Trying to add competitive aspect is always going to, you know, kind of make people laugh a little bit. It's always going to be for fun when you're playing Hearthstone, I feel.
Yeah, but, you know, I think, generally speaking from the game, yeah, I don't think you should ever, like, take out things like Nat Pagel and Tinkmaster altogether, because it would remove a lot of the fun. But, you know, in these competitions, you can do whatever you want, right? You can add restrictions, you can do a lot sort of thing. So, Trump, what do you think?
You know, I think what Crypt just said is actually highly controversial about whether or not this game is just for funsies. That said, Nat Pagel and Tinkmaster, I can understand the rationale behind banning them, because if you think that this is not a for funsies game, then those cards do add a lot of randomness to the game, and they're so good that you have to put them in, just because even when they go badly for you, they're still good, but the problem is when they go badly for you, they're significantly less good. But you still need them. It's like a necessary evil. It's sort of like the stopgap card. The way I feel about this is they're like stopgap cards that you need for now while there aren't enough cards to actually deal with the solution. Once there are more cards, this problem naturally goes away. But,
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right, look, people complain about this kind of stuff. You like, do it for them, and then they complain about, like, another card. Like, it's like, I don't know what's called, a slippery slope thing.
Yeah.
You, like, ban these things, and then it's like, oh, man, Sylvanas is way too random. What about that Ysera card, you know? And eventually you're playing with a bunch of Yetis versus Raptors. I mean, who cares? It's fine. Just deal with it.
People are complaining that Sylvanas is way too random? I mean...
No, I mean, that's just a slippery slope argument.
Yeah, it's just... I mean, I think the worst case, you know, a lot of people obviously have been in the situation where both of you, you know, you and your opponent play Nat Pagel in turn two, or it's turn one and turn two, and then one guy gets, like, 5-6 cards, and you get 0 cards, right? And that's the, you know, that's the big discrepancy, and I think a lot of it has to do with just NatPagel is just so popular right now, too. And to Trump's point, I think when we see more cards, I think you'll see less of that kind of stuff happening. Tankmaster, I don't know. Tankmaster definitely had some moments, too, where you get a 5-5 and it sucks compared to, obviously, a 1-1. But you still get some value out of it, right? It's still a silence. It's still a... sometimes it's still somewhat of a nerfer if it's like a giant or something. So it's Tankmaster's not as bad in my opinion. And then Arena, this guy has he wanted to know what you currently rank Hunters. Did the Unleash the Hounds buff improve things to the point of it being close to the other classes? And I was actually talking to Hafu about this the other night, and she really likes the Unleash the Hounds and Hunter and thinks it makes Hunter quite powerful. So what are your thoughts? Trump, I'll start with you.
I still rank Hunter last.
Wow.
But okay. It should be noted that I think the 8 classes that aren't Hunter, and this could also be stylistically... No, screw that. I'm just going to say I think they're all close enough balanced that I don't want to rank anything last, but I prefer Hunter the least. That might be because of my playstyle.
Okay, Grip?
Yeah, I don't know. Hunter is pretty good. Like, you certainly see more Hunters when you're at, like, 10 or 11 wins than you do Priest. So I think, objectively speaking, Hunter is not the worst, but I don't like playing it because you're really forced to play an aggro-based deck, and I don't know, I just don't like that.
Okay. Well... I said 2 questions, and actually that was 3 questions, but two people asking the questions, how about that? But why don't we wrap the show? It's been a fun show. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the card analysis and the coaching session. But, Krip, you want to do some shout-outs, thank yous, announcements, anything like that?
No, not really. I think I'm good. Oh.
You're just good?
I'm good.
Okay.
I was gonna do like shout outs to your kids playing some music for our stream, you know? Getting some extra media in there, but they stopped. Like
the piano
right at the
over.
Beginning.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe next time you can get them to keep going and then you know we can,
next time I just
we
leave
can give
the
them the shout outs.
Leave the door open so you can hear it really loud.
Yeah.
Trump.
You missed it. Kerp. Anyways, next week on Monday, let's see, I believe starting at 12:30 Pacific, you can see, is it 1:30 Pacific? It's somewhere around 1. Somewhere around 12:30. I'll have to look at the calendar. But you can see Krip casting some ESGN Hearthstone Fight Nights.
Oh, yeah. Season...
Over at the ESGN TV channel. So those are some pretty good games, and we all love Krip's casting.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's so humble. No, Krip does an amazing job at casting. And what season? Season 2 or season 3? I forget what season we're actually on now. Because I know you guys recorded it kind of like, you know, the seasons are kind of broken up, kind of weird.
Season 3.
Season 3. All right, on Monday. Check it out, guys. And it's going to run for probably, 2 weeks again? Like last time?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So check that out. Any other shout-outs?
Sure. Traditional shout-out to Razer. Oh my gosh, it's a Razer headphone.
Yeah, all right. Good deal. I
can shout out Razer. They sent me a Razer Orca because I couldn't buy them anymore. But then it was a little bit broken, so they said they're going to send me another one.
You didn't use
your scissors. So much value, Krip, getting so much Razer stuff.
You didn't use your scissors this time, did you? Like, you were recommending folks last that one show. That was crazy. I will round things up by thanking you guys, obviously, for doing the show with me each and every week. It's always a lot of fun. And all you guys that watched, amazing. And you can catch the VODs if you missed any of the show on youtube.com/ChamianB. And all the past shows there are there, too, so check that out. Follow the channel if you enjoy this show or any of my other shows and filter ones that have sprites, climb the ladder. Best way to get notified. And follow these guys on Twitter, @Kriparian, @TrumpSE, and myself, @ChamManB. And I feel like I'm missing. I feel like there's something I'm missing. No, I think that's it. But all right, guys. So for Kriparian, Trump, and Chanman B, we will see you next time. Peace. All right. I'm back. Let me see if I can load up a different overlay so we can play this arena deck. Man, I better not go 3, man, on this arena deck. It's going to be so bad if I go 3 here. All right, let's do this. Okay, let me adjust this. Actually, let me do more of a just straight up view for you guys. Maybe a little bit bigger here. And okay, so we're going to do it. We're going to do this right now. I figured now Value Town so early. At least an hour early, I can play through this. At least play through as much as I can. I don't know if I can play 12 games, guys, but I'll try my best, and hopefully it's not 0-3, man. That would really suck. I will get the VODs up. Because I'm playing this, guys, it's going to be a little bit longer for the VOD, so I'll get the VODs up right after I finish this.
Gul'dan versus Thrall.
All right,
for Doom
Shaman.
Your soul shall be mine.
All right, I don't think I want Arcane Golem this early, so go here. Oh, webcam too big. Here, I'll make it a little bit smaller. Okay, here we go. I will. No play there. Alright, play Fairy Dragon. Hopefully, he doesn't have a Rock Biter.
Wanna blow something up?
Oh no! Bomber! Okay. Alright, bomber. Didn't do enough work, thankfully. Uh-oh. Did you get a Rock Biter?
I'll never tell.
Secret Keeper. Wow. Shamans don't have secrets. Interesting. Alright, so I will tap. It's not going to be good for me. Go ahead and remove this bomber. Alright, see what he plays next round. Either a Hellfire or Ancient Brewmaster here.
I'll put it on your tab.
Job done.
Me and Mr. Bitey.
All right, so could Hellfire just remove like pretty much all of it and trade that? But that'd be, I don't know. I'm gonna try not to do that. Instead, I'm gonna play this.
Squire, another round.
Ready, sir.
Job done.
Let's try that, and then we'll see what he throws down
get
here.
Get behind me.
Not too bad. Okay, so
to battle!
You insist.
I am the blade of the god.
Could have played that too. Healed him up to 2, but and a tide. No touch. Okay. It's good.
Behold the might of Stormwind!
If you insist.
Looking pretty good. He's got to have a hex in his hand. I would be shocked if he didn't
Squire,
have a hex.
Attend me.
Okay.
Ready, sir.
All right. Dark Scale Healer seems to be a good play this round. So we're going to clear as much as we can and then heal up.
For the Alliance!
If you insist.
Quite have lethal there, so. Yeah, I didn't have quite a lethal there, that's why I did.
You're not a top.
And then I'll just tap, actually. Nah. Do I want to tap? Yeah, I'm just going to tap. Alright, so I have 20 on the board. I just need to... Hellfire gives me the extra 2 if I need it. Okay. Okay. Oh, only do 2 damage here. Come on. Another one? Well, that's a lot of cards on his part. Alright, a flame up.
Where shall I strike?
Flame Imp, Violet Teacher, but I should just tap though. So, is that tap?
I am not a morning person.
Pay attention,
oh,
class!
The
in good shape, good shape. Another Lightning Bolt would clear quite a bit of this, but still would have the board though.
Your magic shall not save me.
Oh, looks like I'm gonna get my first win. Let's do this. Actually, do I have? All right, I have 15. So I have, yeah. So I have lethal here.
Instruction begins.
Bam!
I am ready to.
All right, got one win. Oops. Didn't go 3, so happy man. Didn't go 3. Prove creep wrong. Okay, let's go. Next game. All right, that game went pretty well. But I didn't have to play a mage. He didn't have a lot of board clearing ability. Looked like he only had 1 storm. If he had 2 storms, he actually might have been able to at least clear the board. But I had a lot more cards than him towards the end there. Alright, game 2. Oh, shit. Alright, now I'm playing a mage. So this might not go well. Let's see. Hopefully he doesn't have too many flame strikes. Doggy. I'm gonna keep doggy. Give him some 2s, give him some 3s. Okay, Shadow Bolt. So he plays a Mana Worm first. Ah, shit. definitely makes my flame and plate a little bit less powerful. But if for some reason he lets my flame and live, I can Shadow Bolt him next round, which would be quite nice. Nope. No, sir. Oh. Okay. Yeah, that's the right play. Gotta get as much damage as possible before turn 7 and 8 come around here. That's annoying.
I will enjoy watching you.
Love losing a mana, but I didn't feel like tapping would be that great there. Big Game Hunter would be a terrible play there, because he just trades straight up. Alright.
One shot, one kill.
Big Game or Dog or Tap. I just don't see myself getting anything I could play with Tap.
So
I mean, the best thing would be Moral Coil with a Tap, but I just don't see that happening. So I'm going to go Undoggy here. It's not going to be great, but...
Too pathetic to fight your own battles.
He's going to have this guy left for sure, and then probably some more. This isn't great. Could have Cult Master and crashed him, but that's bad too. At least he would remove with ping and that. Doesn't matter, either way. Either way is the same. He's got Arcane Explosion. Alright. Okay, I'm a teacher, it's not bad. At least it doesn't die to that Divine Shield. Fortunate draw, or else I would have like a really bad play there.
Give me a quest.
Brewmaster? No. Could Big Game Tap, but... Nah, that's fair. I can just force one turn where he can... He has a 2-for-1, but it doesn't look like it. I need a Hellfire is what I need. Cult Master and trade and get a card, but then I'd still be behind pretty clearly by tempo, even without him playing a card. I can do this. And maybe have a chance for tempo here. We should ping that next round. Could take that back. If I take that back, I can play... Yeah, I think I take it back.
Drink with me, friend.
Still gonna be dicey. Especially if he has Flame Strike. This guy's name is Van Eddy, CA. Van Eddy, California. Oh. Oh, don't Flame Strike me, please. Don't. Or don't Blizzard me either. Frost Nova. Well, I don't think I have much of it. I mean, I could either give myself a few more health, two more health, maybe, and then maybe have a chance. No, not quite lethal if I had two cards up there. If I put both of these guys up, it's Flame Strike potential for sure. But I think he would have Flame Strike there, wouldn't he have? Maybe not. If I put that up there, I have, 14? He's probably going to trade there, and then I just have a 6. It's not that much different with that, honestly. So I'm gonna just try not to die this round. Yeah, I'm trying to die this round. I'm not going to tap, though. And hopefully Stormwind Champion will give these guys a lot of damage if they don't trade, but I'll be lucky to survive here. A fireball kills me, yeah. Oh, should have been a quick play, right? Oh, there's the Flame Strike. Stormwind would have been a little bit better. Either way, in terrible shape.
My magic
terrible
will
shape.
Tear you apart.
Well played.
All right, for our first loss. All right, we're 1-1. 1-1.
Well,
that was a tough game. But I think it was expected I was going to struggle against the mages, as Krip was pointing out. All right, no big deal. No big deal. Let's get another win. Let's play a non-mage. That'd be more fun. Look at chat. Any misplays there, guys? You think I should have tapped there? Oh, okay. Okay, so you think I should play faster? All right. Let me see if I can just play faster this time. Meaning like more aggro rush sort of thing.
Your soul shall be mine.
Let's see what I get. Let's get some better minions here. Okay, a little bit better. Throw down the brew, hopefully remove anything behind it, if possible.
Drink with me, friend.
You think it'd be better not to replay the Felguard? Yeah, maybe. It would have at least gotten me to the 5 mana a little sooner, which might have made it a little easier, but then I would have been way behind, tempo-wise. Alright, so just tap here.
Challenge accepted.
I like that. I like the fact that he couldn't remove that with a, so he doesn't have wrath or claw or anything like that. That's good. Let's see what you got. What you got? Savage Roar? Wow. That's pretty desperate. Oh my god, I got so much removal on my end. Just gonna have to tap. Oh, at least you got that though. That's good. Well, he's kind of in the same situation he was in last round. If he's Savage Roaring, he's serious desperate to kill that. Now I can at least demon fire that. I gotta start playing lots of units now. I should, probably should have. Nah, we'll see. I think I'm still playing a little too slow. Slow meaning tempo wise. I'm thinking slow. Alright, Flame Imp. That's good. Can I play Flame Imp with. If it was turn 6, I would play Imp Master into Stormwind. But because it's now, I think I'm just going to go here. Go here. Go here. Alright, that's enough for killing myself. Jeez. Killing myself faster than I'm killing him. And I've had board most of the game. Alright, so Imp Master probably into big game into that. Oh god, just out of that range. Shit. Okay, I still think that play is probably the right one. Just hope to goodness he doesn't have a spell power swipe here. Morning person. Or a Starfall. Starfall would suck too.
I've got the beast in my sights.
Debatable whether to crash into him or not, but I'm just gonna go face. Just hope I don't have the board cleared on me here. Actually, I could have Flame Imped, Hellfired, and then Mortal Coiled, too. That might have been better, actually. Another Savage Roar? What the fuck? Uh-oh. He was going face. Okay. I don't have taunt, though. 23, 4, 9, that's 14. 14 ain't gonna do it.
I wonder.
Alright, first things first, this guy.
The might of Stormwind!
Gotcha.
I just want to make sure I don't do this wrong. So if he doesn't kill me here, I'll be fine. I wish I would have gotten a taunt somewhere in my draft. Oh, GG. Damn it. Alright, maybe it's gonna be 1-3 after all. It's not gonna be 0-3, but it might be 1-3. Shit. That was interesting. He had two Savage Roars and a Bite, so just lots of crazy to the face action. Dude, should I have done something different there, guys? Did I play too slow again? What do you guys think? Yeah, I mean, I could have killed the ogre with Hellfire and crash my unit Hellfire and Mortal Coil, but that probably would have been that would have been better. Live and learn. Okay, next up, let's see. Rogue. Okay, so hopefully I'll do better against Rogue. See if I can get at least one or two more wins out. That'd be nice. Pretty bad draw there. Yuck. You sure made this deck. Okay. Tap.
Job's done.
I think I can actually afford throwing this down this turn. Oh, actually, no, not now. Now he gave up his infiltrator. Might save that a little bit later. Not might, I will save that for a little later. Question is whether I should take a chance on this if I still have board. Why not, right? Got to do it. God, it's such an amazing card if you can have it on the board. I mean, you can almost play my whole hand, except for Priestess. Well, not quite in turn 4, but if it was turn 4 or turn 5 or turn 6, I could almost play my whole hand. It's amazing. Okay, let's see which we got. What we got? Questing Adventure. One mana. Which we got is one mana. Let's see. Okay, so it's really the same question, whether I should do that or not again. But... weighing the options, I could Shattered Sun and then Infiltrator, pretty much guarantee 2 damage, but that thing is going to be much bigger. That's the issue. And so I think I will do that. If I do this, he's not going to die, and he's probably going to still have 2 health on him, because he's just going to continue playing stuff. I don't know. This is... too passive to play this one, so I'm gonna have to go Shattered. Lens the sun well. Shattered into the traitor. Hopefully he doesn't have backstab. Eviscerate would be... oh, betrayal. Oh god, betrayal. Yeah. Definitely bad placement. I could have placed the 4-3 in the middle. Right? No, I guess the 2-1 in the middle. That's actually the bright play. That was just bad placement. Misplay. Right. Okay, so let's go. I think we're going to have to go Felguard here. Yeah, that betrayal misplacement was huge. Damn. It could be game ending, actually.
I will enjoy watching you die.
Question is doggy, or do I go ooze here? Or I could just go with Fairy Dragon.
I wonder.
I don't think really unarming that's gonna make much of a difference, so I'm just gonna go Fairy Dragon. Because you could backstab, eviscerate, hit that, and hit through. Yeah, this is better. Darn it, that betrayal displacement! Oh man, that's painful too. Sap. Nice.
Well played.
Not looking good, folks. Not looking good. At least I can remove it. That's the good thing. He's sitting on 5 mana forever. I know what the portal does, guys. It's just, I think if that questing adventure would have continued to get larger and larger, and the portal is basically giving him a free turn to get bigger there. That's gonna not outweigh. I'm not even going to be able to spend much with it. On turn 4, I couldn't have played that. Okay, nice. Alright, I'll play it here. All right, see if it can live now. Yeah, it wasn't going to live, I think, if I would have played it prior. The Value Town VODs will be up right after, not immediately after, but I'll post them right after this. So probably like 15, 20 minutes after I finish this, which could be this game. It's not looking too great, but it's not looking as bad as it was a second ago. So we'll see.
You love my new recipe.
Nice. Let's see. Cold Master. I think he's going to draw.
So many possibilities.
All right, so the question is whether I tap and like Cult Master and hit, and or tap and hopefully get something to remove that, and then be able to keep both of my units, or I just play it safer and I just go with Priestess of Loon and trade that. I'm gonna play it real safe, guys. I'm just gonna go.
I am the blade of the gods.
I'm gonna play it real safe. Oh no. Could have been a mistake, but I know he has Headcrack in there, so.
Enter the shadows.
Oh man, come on. The only reason I have crack is just to at least have some ability to take him down fairly quickly, but I guess that's definitely not going to happen here. Okay, so choices are not many choices, honestly.
Behold the might of here.
Not many choices. He's just gonna hit face.
Pass me that arc light spanner.
He's gonna head crack me to death, man. I only got, what, 5 turns left in me? 6 turns left in me? Not even. 4 turns left in me. Priestess is what? Ah, it's 6. I gotta remove these units, or at least throw down a taunt, so I can't play that.
I wonder.
I should have 1 more mana. Well, last thing I can do is try to draw something here.
Join or die! Or both!
Anu Denoth Aloran!
Oh, that's a good draw. That's a very good draw. Fortunate draw. At least I have some kind of chance here. I'm going to need a lot of... there goes my chances. Oh, no! Okay. Traded. Headcrack? Nope. Headcrack's still there, right? Yeah. Still not much of a chance, but it's a chance.
So many.
I'm gonna make sure that one extra damage isn't gonna make a difference here. Could make a difference, actually. But if I get a spell here, I can actually it might be able to scale, so.
Pay attention, class.
The alliance.
Potentially I could brew this guy and replay him too, if I need to.
Truth is my shot.
Damn it. Give me a spell! I need a spell. That's not a spell. Okay, so I could hit him, he's down to 4-1. Then I could buff him with him. Or I could just hit that and then reapply that. But then I wouldn't be able to play that. So. I think I want to reapply that guy. So let's ping that. Or let's ping that. Let's.
So many possibilities.
I'm almost out of time.
Instruction begins. Instruction begins.
Vehicle battle weapon. For the Alliance!
That might not have been right, actually, but...
You shall not pass.
That probably was wrong. Just kind of got rushed into it. Oh, that was probably wrong. I don't think I would have had enough... I should have kept the storm wind. That was stupid. Yeah, I blew that shit. Sorry, I got rushed in.
Gotcha.
I think I blew that, because the Stormwind, I think, would have given me lethal here, right?
Instruction begins.
Oh, well.
Put it on your tab.
Oh, well, I missed that one. I definitely shouldn't have killed the Stormwind. That was kind of stupid. I just panicked with the time thing. So, anyways, 1-3. Just tap. So go. Alright, guys, that's going to be it. And that's why I need arena coaching, guys. Man, dude. But alright, guys, that's going to be it. I'm going to upload the VOD right now. And, yeah. Hopefully I'll get better over time. Man, better over time. But alright, that's going to be it. I will see you next time. And look for the VODs, guys. It's going to be on youtube.com/ChamMV and all that good stuff. And we will see you next week. Later.